This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Bree. I'm actually calling from a small town in Missouri. I started listening to the podcast about a week ago. At work, I've listened to it pretty much every day since. But it made me pretty curious to look into some experiences that some people had in a house that I lived in about 10 years ago. So I was around 9 or so at the time. My sister, or one of my sisters, would have been 4 or 5, and then my other sisters and my brother were younger. And then we had my dad's friend that was staying with us. So they both had experiences, the oldest younger sister and my dad's friend. I learned this probably 3 or 4 years after moving out of the house. My mom told me that my dad's friend had seen a little girl standing at the end of the hallway. He always thought it was my sister's. He would talk to him as if they were, tell him to go back to bed, tell him to, just go ahead and go to my parents' room. He could, he knew they were up because at the time, my parents and my little brother and my two little sisters, they all slept in the same bedroom. My siblings all refused to sleep in their own room. Every once in a while, my sister slept in a bedroom with me, but not very often. So he would see this little girl, and that my sister, while we were moving out, she told us that she, or told my parents, that she was glad that we were leaving. So now the man can't watch her while she sleeps. Of course, this freaked us out. The 4 or 5 year old little girl doesn't just make this stuff up. Something had been, terrorizing her basically the whole time we were living there. 10 years later, and she still remembers it like it was yesterday, and she won't even say the tall man, which is what she called it. She was having nightmares at the time. She said that demon-like creatures, sometimes being the shadow creature, shadow man, I guess is what you could really call it, were coming out of the closet, and they were attacking her while she was in bed. So, that's really all that she remembers from the dreams, but there were several nights that she would wake up. She said almost every night she would wake up, and there would be a very, very tall shadow man just standing above my whole family and just watching them sleep. So I decided to get a hold of my dad's friend. I asked him a couple of questions. He's always said that he was more sensitive. I never really knew how far that went. And so I just asked him, if he remembered it, if I could ask him questions, and if, he was comfortable with it. And he said it was fine. And so I told him, all that I've really been told was my sister seeing some kind of shadow figure and him seeing a small child. And he told me he did see a small child. And every time she was standing down the hallway by my sister's, what was supposed to be their rooms, in my room. And I asked if he ever saw the figure that my sister saw. And he said the shadow man. He did see him. He seemed to enjoy standing over people as they slept. My mom actually saw him doing this, standing over my dad's friend while he was sleeping. I asked if he was abnormally tall or if it was just because because my sister was so young. And he said he was, he was really tall. He would stand over my dad's friend while he was sleeping on the couch, and he actually had to bend completely over. And, I asked if he knew any details, maybe something where I could look up the history and, what happened to these people. And he told me he didn't try. There was no way. There's something really dark hiding there. And, he seems a little skeptic about that house. There's definitely something evil there. We all believe it. We definitely believe it's something demonic. And he's done a couple of ghost hunting outings with different groups. He said he didn't see the little girl very often, I guess, but he was the only one that saw her. He actually saw the shadow man the most. And he said he usually saw him, late at night, and he was always just watching and moving about. The little girl, the only thing he could really use to describe her was she was in a dress, and she looked like she was from, the 1800s. the shadow man, he said he just really tried to ignore him as much as possible. There was one time that he did put his hands on him, and it left like an oily residue, which to me, I wonder if that had something to do with after he died and, whatever he is now. I wonder if that is just a cause of that, or if it has to do with something from his life before he passed. I'm not really sure. The only other thing that he could really tell me, there was a lot of traffic there. At times there'd be many different things. And, you know, I would love to look up the history of the house. I just don't have a lot to go on, especially because I'm not sure if it's the house or the land, if any deaths occurred in the house or if it's just things passing through. But definitely, definitely very scary, especially because I didn't have any experiences. It seemed to always give me an uneasy feeling the whole 2 years that we lived there. Everything just kind of felt heavy, and the air just kind of felt thick all the time. It was never a good feeling. And now, you know, 10 years later, I can realize that I've never been in a place that has made me feel like that. So it's definitely something going on. And then knowing that, you know, for 2 years, there's a good chance that something was, something that is not alive was just standing over me and just watching me sleep. It never harmed any of us. You know, he said he put his hand on him, but he didn't say that it, you know, strangled him or slapped him or, you know, anything aggressive or violent. It just put a hand on him at some point. And of course, my sister was having nightmares, and especially for a five-year-old, it's scary. But it never seemed to actually, you know, act on any violence. So, you know, it's kind of scary that it just watched. It just kind of lurked around in the middle of the night and just kind of looked around at everything. I'd love to hear one of these on the I'd love to hear my story on the podcast. You guys have a good night.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.